Hi, you're listening to Zorba's Media Podcast. Here we discover the world of digital marketing and advertising. This episode follows one of our published articles. Mirror Marketing, the power of self-referential strategies for customer engagement and brand loyalty. Few things are more appealing to individuals than their own personas. Folks spend an immense amount of time on social media platforms, expressing and referencing themselves more than any other subject. This aligns with neuroscience findings demonstrating how our brains uniquely process self-focused information. This is the fundamental idea behind self-referential marketing. Through the utilization of self-referral strategies, businesses can sway consumers to form deeper, more emotional bonds with their offers. This paves the way for effective customer interaction, customer acquisition, increased return on investment, and the development of a loyal customer base. Personalization as the key to customer engagement. In recent years, customized targeting has gained considerable traction among marketing departments across the board. Consumers display better engagement with ads and promotional material that are tailored to their specific interests, experiences, or even physical attributes. Establishing a direct connection between big businesses and the intricate everyday lives of consumers has emerged as a winning strategy that fits well with society's increased craving for personalized content. Businesses that leverage this ingrained human tendency toward self-interest have observed a substantial surge in return on investment, interaction, healthier consumer relations, customer loyalty in the long run. The self-reference effect articulates that an individual's memory retention is improved when the information pertains to them. Harnessing customer self-referential cues. Customer self-referential cues in marketing involve the customer's personal connection, engagement, or association with the brand or product. The idea is to make customers see themselves in the product or services provided. Here are a few ways that you can capitalize on this concept. Personalization. Providing a personalized experience for each customer can make them feel special and valued. This could be in the form of personalized recommendations based on previous purchases, personal greetings in emails, offering customizable products, etc. User-generated content, UGC. Encourage customers to create content related to your brand. This could be as simple as encouraging customers to share photos of your products on social media, tagging your brand, or writing reviews. Self-identifying with the brand, they become part of the brand story. Community building. Forming a community around a brand or product helps customers to identify with the brand on a deeper level. This could involve hosting forums, social media groups, or in-person meetups where customers can share experiences and build relationships. Interactive marketing. Create interactive quizzes, videos, and media that allow customers to engage with your product or brand their personal way. This not only entertains customers, but also allows them to interact in a way that is unique to them. Brands as personal identifiers. Tune your marketing strategy to highlight how your brand or product aligns with customers' personal identity. Show them how using your products or services helps portray their own values, lifestyle, and personal tastes to the world. Influencer partnerships. Collaborate with influencers who embody the values and lifestyle your brand represents. They can help spread the word about your brand to their audience, who likely share similar values and will identify with your brand. In all of these methods, authenticity is key. Consumers can tell when a brand isn't being genuine, so be sure to always maintain your brand's integrity throughout your marketing campaigns. Case studies. Let's see how companies can utilize personalization and continual adaptation to retain and increase user engagement over time. Snapchat. In 2016, Snapchat introduced an innovative feature called Bitmoji, an application that enables users to design personalized cartoon-based avatars reflecting their real-life appearance or their desired look. These animated characters could be used as profile images or indicate user locations on the Snap Map. The company further amplified the Bitmoji experience by launching Bitmoji Stories, a novel application where users' avatars could interact in amusing or sentimental stories that mirrored their distinct lives and experiences. The fact that Snapchat users continue to embrace Bitmoji is indeed a testament to the skillful efforts of the Snapchat marketing team. Spotify. Spotify has garnered numerous accolades for its insightful tailored playlists and its end-of-year wrapped feature. The music platform employs sophisticated algorithms that adjust to the user's continuously evolving preferences, providing recommendations attuned to what the user finds personally meaningful. One standout feature on Spotify is Discover Weekly, supplying users with weekly playlists curated based on their individual taste profile, accrued over time by the algorithms. This feature introduces songs congruent with users' listening habits, yet undiscovered by them. The weekly provision enables users to cultivate a dynamic musical persona, which develops alongside them. This nurtures their individuality while also enriching their overall interaction with the app. In essence, both companies demonstrate the power of personalization in technology. By fostering a sense of self and individuality within their platforms, they can maintain their relevance and appeal to their respective user bases. Final thoughts. While self-referential marketing can yield significant results, it's crucial to respect customers' personal space and not overstep their comfort zone. Contemplate your own limits as a consumer to strike a balance between engaging personalization and an intrusive feeling. Stay mindful of evolving trends to avoid upsetting, offending, or seeming insensitive to your clientele. The primary goal is to demonstrate that you genuinely value your customers' needs and that their feedback truly matters in shaping your offerings. You've been listening to Zorba's Media. Check out our website zorbasmedia.com for more exciting topics and follow us on social media. Until next time.